hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
It's Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk on River Country.
Welcome to Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk. We've got another edition here. I believe this is edition number two, featuring some of minor hockey's best players up here in the Peace Region. And that's what I'm doing. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to have every single minor team here on the show. We're going to talk to them, find out a little bit about what they're doing and how their game's going and stuff like that there. So today, I'm very fortunate to have the U18A Stampeders on the show. I've got Zach Cron, I've got Braxton Rudinsky, and I've got Matthew Carlisle. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks so much. So we're going to start with you, Zach. So I understand you're a goalie.
You bet.
Alrighty. I've been dying to use my goalie questions in a big way. So you are the first one. So what's tougher for a goalie to stop? A slap shot or a wrist shot?
I'm going to go with a slap shot.
And why would that be?
It just gives you less time to track the puck. It's coming off so quickly that you don't have time to read the release, so...
Okay. All right. Well, before the hockey game starts, the goalie comes and warms up for the game. And the first thing that they do is they start to scrap and mark up the ice right in front of the net. Why do you do this? Like, don't players like playing on a fresh sheet of ice and not a snowy one? I've always been curious about this.
It's an interesting question, honestly. It's just something I do. It's like a pregame thing, or every period, before every period, I just like to scrape up my crease, you know. It's just, if there's a lot of water on the ice, then I do like to scrape it up so it's not as wet, and I can control my movements a little more. So.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, let's say you were playing in the NHL. Do you have aspirations to go in the NHL?
I wish. I mean, honestly, it's a long road there. It's pretty tough. So, yeah,
especially at your age now, I guess, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. If you were in the NHL and you got to do your goalie mask, what would you have on that goalie mask? Have you thought about that?
I'd probably say something with that background of lightning and water, some kind of scenery in the background with kind of something with a team theme on there. Sweet. That'd probably be something along my style.
That. All right. Now, your coach, what's his name or her name?
I have a few coaches, actually. I have my main coach is called Kerry Rudnitsky, and then assistant coach is Spencer Broom, and also Sam Van Volkenberg.
All right. So before the game, you guys get the hockey talk in that dressing room. I've been there for a couple of them on the other side of the wall. Can get a little fierce sometimes. What's your hockey talks like from your coaches before your game?
Honestly, I can't complain this year. Coaches have been awesome. It's definitely something I'm going to miss after this season. They've been really calm, really good coaches, no matter what the situation is. So
cool.
It's definitely something I'm going to miss for
sure. Well, you're pretty cute. You got girls checking you out in the stands?
No, I mean, possibly. I would not pay attention. I'm pretty sure that my girlfriend wouldn't like that.
Okay, so.
So
you do have a girlfriend. Now, do you find it you get a little distracted if the girlfriend's watching?
Honestly, I'd say my best game of the season was when my girlfriend was watching, so I'm going to say no to that.
That's great. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. All right, we're going to move on to Braxton. How are you, Braxton?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, you're a goalie, too, so we're going to go with a few more goalie questions here. How long have you been playing the nets? Have you always been in nets, or did you start somewhere, other position?
I started my first year novice, so that would have been... I've been playing for 11 years, so that would have been 9 years I've been playing goalie.
Goalie. And is that where you want to stay? That's where you're happiest?
Yeah.
Big time. Now, a big topic of conversation is that scoring is down in hockey. And some immediate deflect to the solution of, hey, let's make nets bigger. What do you think of that?
You know, I don't think that's very fair because, you know, it's really hard to, you know, master the position of goalie. And if they can't score, then I guess that's their problem.
That's their problem, right? You're doing your job, right? Now, favorite goalie?
My favorite goalie, and it has been since I was little, is Tuukka Rask with the Boston Bruins. He's been an idol to me, and I love him.
I'll try to let that go, being a Hab fan. Kind of hoping you'd say Patrick Kua, but that's okay. Now, I also understand that goalies could be a little moody. Maybe you two can answer this question better. Do you get a little moody? Boy, everybody laughing at this one. You should see the looks on the faces of the other two in this room right now.
Well, you know, that's really true. Goalies are known for being a little bit more moody, but...
More pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot more pressure. It sure is, because it's kind of like if we have a bad game, the whole team has a bad game. Whereas,
right.
Like, if a player... is not having a great game, well, it probably won't affect the whole team. But, like, if I do, then it's a little different story.
It's a big deal. All right, now, how did your parents, especially your mom, react to you being a goalie? Now, I know I've got children in hockey, and that was the one thing I just prayed, that they didn't want to be goaltenders. Because, yeah, that's got to be a little nerve-wracking for your mom. How did they feel about that?
Well, it was definitely different. My dad played hockey, and I have two brothers in hockey, and they were all players. And there isn't any goalies in our family. So it was kind of a... It was curveball for them for sure, but, you know, we adapted. Equipment is definitely more expensive for a goalie, which was one thing that my parents weren't fond about, but they overall, they were really supportive, and it was awesome.
Takes a lot for your parents, you know, to get you to these games and the practices and mm-hmm. so much commitment on their part. What do you want to say to your parents about all that?
Well, thank you very much.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without you guys, literally.
That's awesome. That's really, what's your mom and dad's name?
So my dad is actually one of the coach. He's Kerry Rineski. That's mm-hmm. my dad. And my mom's name is Becky Rineski.
There you go, Becky. You just got the shout out. You never get it home. There you have that. All right, we're moving on to Matthew. He's our D-man in here today. So I'm going to resort back to my hockey questions. All right, when did you start playing hockey? How old are you?
Oh, that'd be first year Tom Thumbs, which is a good chunk ago. I can't really remember how long ago that was, but it's been quite a while.
A long time, eh?
Yeah.
You got a game coming up. Who are you playing? And are you looking forward to that contest?
Yeah, we are playing Sherwood Park next Friday at Baytex, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, yay.
Yeah, so looking forward to that one. We have this tournament. It's our home tournament, spring break. And first game will be Friday night, and we're pretty pumped for it.
Good stuff. Now, what's your mindset during a game? Do you have any pregame rituals? Like my brothers, it was always chicken and pasta. Every single game night, my mother had to make chicken and pasta. What about you? Do you have a game meal?
Yes, either it's chicken fettuccine alfredo.
There you go, right?
Or Kraft dinner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nutritious as heck,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Now, do your parents, they obviously come to a lot of your games?
They come to every single game.
Every game. Now, let me ask you that question. So did they embarrass you in the stands ever?
Not really. My Ooh. Mom's very quiet. Well, put a cowbell in her hand. She's like any other parent, right? Yeah.
That's so funny. Now, getting back to the rituals, do you have any superstitious rituals that you do before
games? Yes, my left skate always goes on before my right one.
How come? What do you figure? Just
I don't know. Just habit. I tried my right skate one time and we lost, so went back to the left one.
Right, there you go. So do you have any brawls in this kind of hockey, in minor hockey? Are you allowed to fight in minor hockey?
Technically, no. It'll happen from time to time.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Who's your favorite NHL player and why?
Oh.
That's a tough one for a lot of you D-men, I know that.
I don't know, it depends. Honestly, one that I really enjoyed was Shea Weber, just because how hard a shot was.
He's incredible.
I kind of just... He was kind of my idol for shot anyway.
Okay. And what about your parents? So in the car on the way to the game, what are they saying to you?
You know, have a good game, good luck. We're always proud of you either way. But now that I can drive, don't see them till after the game. Sometimes it's, hey, good job. Sometimes it's, you know, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but they're always supportive, yeah, and that's yeah, what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got a tough game coming up. I wish you the best of luck with that. I'm going to come check out the game for sure in a big way. I want to thank you for coming on Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk today.
Thank you.
And right now, the boys are actually going to introduce the next song for us. Off you go, Matthew.
It's AMCA's Entertainer of the Year.
Miranda Lambert now with Bluebird.
Right here on Peace Region's best station, River Country.